Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It is good afternoon. Welcome in. Happy Monday. Hope everyone had a great weekend. It is great to be with you on News Radio 930 WBEN. Lots to get into today. Tonawanda Supervisor John Flynn will be joining us at 2:35 after the bottom of the hour news, well, the 2:30 news, with Tom Puckett to talk data centers. There's a public hearing today. Or there's a public meeting today, and people are being urged, not by John Flynn, but people are being urged to go and let their voice be heard on data centers, something that, I'm telling you, is just a topic that won't go away, and it's not just a Buffalo thing. As I mentioned last week, I filled in St. Louis, and both days I was on in St. Louis, data centers was a topic of conversation. This is something that's being discussed around the nation, as they say. But the thing is, as I continue to say, no, I don't want a data center in my backyard. I also realize that I use data centers every day. I'm using one right now, right? I'm using the service of a data center, pulling up websites on the computer, listening on the Odyssey app, streaming on the TV. I mean, these are all things that, you know, I do on a regular daily would not be able to run as efficiently without data centers. So we're going to talk to John Flynn about that at 2:35. I was going to do one topic, and then I remembered something I heard over the weekend, and I might do that at 1:30. That's what we call a tease. I heard something on the Dave Ramsey show, had nothing to do with money, and I really want to poll the audience on if they've ever done this. But first, tomorrow is primary day, and early voting was so successful. In the course of 2 weeks, 8,000 people went out and voted. So funny how, do you remember a few years ago, there were a few people that had stepped down, and we couldn't have the special election right away because, oh, do you realize the money to have multiple elections? Do you remember this conversation I had with, at the time, a member of the Board of Elections, Jeremy Zellner? Now we have early voting. And let me tell you, I am not going to sit here and say I'm against early voting. But you can't, two things cannot be, you've done two things to get people to go vote. You have early voting, fine, whatever. But then you also tell employers that they have to give their employees 4 hours off on election day to go vote. Well, wait a minute. So what is it? Is it we need early voting because people can't get to the poll on election day because of work? Or we need to give people time off on election day to go vote? Both cannot be true. Okay? Both cannot be true. And like, to me, that is just, fine. You want early voting? Great. Then we don't need the 4 hours on election day. Oh, the 4 hours on election day? Sure, of course. I'll take it. No, I won't. I mean, I'm not going to be... Hey, Joe was off the air today to go vote. That would sound really bad. But both cannot be true. And to me, it's just... it's just New York State being New York State, really. I did want to focus in on the 61st Senate District primary and some things I heard over the weekend, but I mentioned data centers and we already have a call. So why don't we take the call, Joe? 803-0930, star 930. John Flynn will be on at 2:35, supervisor of the town of Tonawanda. But your thoughts on data centers, I will gladly take anytime during the show today, starting with David in Buffalo. Hey, David.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, my friend.
All right, just going to make a point. I'm not an expert in conspiracies or anything, but I am absolutely convinced that this entire objection to the data centers is pure astroturf. And the reason I feel that way is because the competition, the geopolitical competition for AI is that intense, where you could totally see it would be convenient for people to magically and mysteriously wind up objecting to a simple industrial plant where they've always popped up before. Just putting that out there.
All right, David. So, David, you are all for more data centers?
Not for them. I'm against the objection to them, if that makes sense. This is just too weird.
Yeah. All right. Hey, I don't think I'd want a loud one in my backyard, but again, I do use the services of data centers, so I would kind of be hypocritical to say, well, let's not build any. I mean, we need them. We need them for all the technology that we're using in 2026.
Yeah, exactly. And my point, though, is that, like, we have a lot of industrial things that get dropped into cities and the outskirts of cities and whatnot, and you know, there are enough protections with regard to zoning and everything else. Like, you're not going to put a data center in and your house is not going to have electricity or the water needs are going to suck the water out of your house, right?
Yeah.
Is my point. It's like, so where is the exceptional objection coming from? And I'm just tying that into the ongoing competition to stranglehold everybody trying to implement an AI industry. It would be the perfect convenience if we lagged out behind in our wonderful little democratic world where we can shut down anything by organizing town meetings. It's astroturf. It's got to be. That's just my theory. But I do agree with the objections, you know, in general for anything that might disrupt somebody. I just think the objection to this is exceptionally well organized or something.
Yeah, hey, David, I cannot push back on that. I think you make a good point. David in Buffalo, you know, as I keep saying, you know, there's a field right across the street from me. Would not want to see them tear those trees down and put a data center. But again, I like to watch Columbo, and I stream Columbo. You know, I like to watch The Young and the Restless on demand. I like to watch The Price is Right. You know what I mean? All these things. I mean, geez, my cable is streaming, for crying out loud. It's not through a cord through the wall. It's streaming. It's Wi-Fi. My TV has Wi-Fi. I think everyone's TV at this point has Wi-Fi. Except for the TV in my son's playroom. Because he loves the SpongeBob SquarePants TV from like 2006. It is an old tube TV with a DVD player hooked up to it. And he gets a kick out of that. He loves turning the DVD player on and the TV on. And we have to go to the AV button on the remote. He's not using any data center. That is old school DVD into the SpongeBob TV. 803-0930, star 930. I'll take data center calls throughout the show since we do have the supervisor on. If you have a question for the supervisor, again, this was posted in a Facebook group to let the people know what's going on. It was called What's Going On in the Town of Tonawanda. And this was posted. The AI data center in Tonawanda has not been canceled. Let the town board know your opinion at their meeting Monday, today, at 7 p.m. So that's what got our attention to this. And like I said, Supervisor Flynn will be on at 2:30. But anything that you'd like me to bring up to him, the lines will be open throughout the show for you to bring on, even if I'm talking about something else. And talking about something else, you know, So yesterday we talked with the candidates for NY23, the Democratic primary that's taking place in a very pro-Trump red district. This is a district that Trump took by 21 just 2 years ago. And we had Aaron Geese and Kevin Stalker on. And if you missed those interviews, you can find them on demand at WBEN.com and the Odyssey app. However, Aaron Geese said this in the middle of our interview, and I'll tell you where I'm going with this after we play this comment. This was Aaron Geese on Hardline yesterday here on WBEN.
Your affordability away from you, especially immigrants. Nick Langworthy loves to attack immigrants and black and brown people more generally.
I mean, just the lazy implying that Nick Langworthy, Congressman Langworthy, is a racist. We hear this about Republicans all the time. And then Jeremy Zellner, now apparently he only put one ad on his website, but he is currently running another ad. We're in the advertisement. He's talking, it's a fake. He's not really talking to these people. These are actors. He's holding this fake meeting, and in this town hall meeting that he never held, he's saying that Carl Paladino is a racist and a bigot. Well, number one, you're not running against Carl. So why even drag Carl Paladino into your primary for the Democratic nomination? But number two, it's the same. Let's go back for as long as I can remember. You know, I really got into politics in the late 90s and really started following it in 2000 with that election. And if you were around for the 2000 election, that was a very exciting election. But the lazy callback, the lazy buzzword, always going to racist. We are seeing this now over the weekend. We saw this from Jeremy Zellner and from Aaron Geese running for Congress. And I think it's so rich coming from Zellner. Number one, don't forget, the nomination you're running for is the party of the KKK and Jim Crow. Let's not forget that the Democrats have the racist history. The Democratic Party has the racist history, okay? You can't erase that. That happened. If you don't want to be associated with the past of the Democratic Party, then you should have folded the frickin' party and started a new one. But you decided to continue the Democratic Party. So you hold that history, Democrats, okay? But when I hear this from Aaron Geese, you know, implying that Nick Langworthy is a racist, when I hear from Jeremy Zellner saying Carl Paladino is a racist, it says you have nothing else to run on. That and for Zellner, you're running against another Democrat. Now, I realize they're in a battle for who took less money from Carl Paladino. Again, Carl is, you know, a business owner. He's built, you know, he has buildings and property throughout Western New York that, you know, actually have things going on inside them, by the way, these buildings. But it's just the lazy callback. Let's go to racist, 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 right? Bush was a racist, according to Democrats. Romney was a racist and a sexist, according to Democrats. Trump is a racist, according to Democrats. You know, let's not go back in history where Trump was getting, you know, he was at the NAACP getting recognized, right? I mean, Donald Trump had never been called a racist before he decided to run for president. It's a lazy callback. And to me, it just shows you have nothing. It goes back to what I continue to say. Democrats will run on fear. They're not going to run on, hey, let's all be socialists like Mamdani. No, they'll run on fear. And the fear is, hey, you don't want to vote for this racist, do you? Now, they're okay running a Nazi because when you're a Democrat, everything you did in the past, including the Democrat Party's past, gets, you know, that gets forgiven, right? We'll call Donald Trump a racist and a Nazi. We'll call Nick Langworthy, we'll imply Nick Langworthy is a racist. We'll call Carl Paladino a racist. Yet, when there was actually a member of the KKK, Robert Byrd, he's for some reason got a pass because he's a Democrat. He got a pass, right? He was with Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton. Robert Byrd got a pass. A member of the KKK got a pass because he's a Democrat. Media gave him a pass. Democrats gave him a pass. To me, it's just so lazy. And number two, the reason Jeremy Zellner, of all people. Jeremy, last year, you had three African Americans running for mayor in the city of Buffalo. You endorsed the white guy, okay? You endorsed Sean Ryan. Now, you did it because you wanted to take his seat, but you endorsed the white guy. Now, when Sean Ryan won, you could have picked an African American to take Sean Ryan's seat. You didn't. You endorsed yourself, the white guy. In this primary, your Democratic Party is endorsing you, the white guy. Last time you decided to have a nominee for sheriffs, who did the party endorse? Oh, yeah, the party endorsed the white guy. Now, the voters did not. But for Jeremy Zellner to continue this, hey, everyone that I disagree with is a racist, this rhetoric, let's look at the time he's been the chair in the Democratic Party. Now, am I saying that he's never endorsed African Americans? Of course not. Byron Brown was mayor forever, right? He had passed up his job on the Board of Elections to Howard Johnson. He has endorsed people on the council and in the legislature. But I'm just saying, in these big ticket elections, Jeremy Zellner has endorsed the white guy. The white guy, by the way. Okay? And then he has the audacity to just go back to the Democratic playbook. Again, the party of the KKK, the party of Jim Crow. And everyone I don't like is a racist. We're back to that. It's lazy. Again, it goes back to Democrats have fear to run on. They can't run on substance, right? Jeremy Zellner can't go over there saying, hey, I'm all for boys competing in girl sports. He can't do that. He'll support it, maybe. But he can't do that. So he has to go with the fear that Republicans are racist. Ignore the past of the Democratic Party. Definitely ignore the past of Graham Plattner. It's lazy. It's these buzzwords. And again, it shows you have nothing. If you're going back to the book that you used on George Bush 22 years ago, you have nothing. And again, I just think it's rich with the history of the Democratic Party for them to accuse anybody of being racist with the history they have. And I think it's the Democrats who have taken the weight out of that word. That should be a serious claim. Calling someone a racist, that should be a serious claim. But the Democrats throw it around. They throw it around. They call everyone they disagree with a racist. And they've taken the weight from an accusation that should carry a lot of weight. Let's go to Kevin and Kenmore before we go to break.
Hey, Joel, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you know, it's ridiculous. I see the commercials, you know, Trump is a racist and a bigot, and Carol Palladino is a racist. Why is Carol Palladino even in the conversation? You know what I mean? So I don't understand. They have no talking points. They have no platform. They're not going to tell you how they're going to better the community, how they're going to work for the people. It's all about getting Trump, and that's all they have, you know, and it's just, it's ridiculous. It really is. I don't know how anybody can see past their BS, because that's all they're spooning. They got people brainwashed, and it's just a shame. It really is. They've got nothing else to stand on but get Trump.
Yeah, it's Trump, Trump, Trump. And I really want to see what this party is in 2029 when Trump's out of the White House, when he's not part of the Republican Party. I mean, in a elected office capacity, where are they going to go now? Because their identity for 10 plus years has been Trump. Where does that go when Trump's no longer in office?
Absolutely right. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
We will. Kevin, appreciate the call. But he's right. I mean, Jeremy Zellner has made this about Trump, Trump, Trump. Trump's not in the state Senate. Trump's not the governor. What about the issues that have been in New York State far before Trump was even in politics? You don't want to talk about that. The city of Buffalo was on a downward trajectory long before Trump went down that escalator. But you don't want to talk about that. It's Trump, 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 Trump. It's focus on the national, ignore all the shady stuff going on, in the Erie County Democratic Party. 803-0930, star 930, back after this.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.